In Luke chapter 21, verses 29 and 30, we read, "He told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near." I was watching, smelling, and listening intently for the signs of first crack. To miss it could mean the loss of all that I had invested. It required my full attention, and I was not about to miss the signs that the big moment had arrived. Such is the nature of so many things in life. They come to us in the form of signs. Labor pains, thunder, singing birds, crying babies, decreasing daylight, the fragrance of flowers, and yes, sprouting leaves. They all communicate that something is about to change or take place. As I was roasting coffee beans in my little home coffee roaster one day, waiting intently for those key signs that first crack had arrived, I couldn't shake the life message contained in my coffee roasting hobby. First crack is that point in the coffee bean's roasting cycle where water within the coffee bean vaporizes and the bean expands, causing the cracking sound that always occurs during this critical stage in the roasting cycle. The signs of first crack are clear. The color of the coffee beans turn from green to brown, the smell from that of grass to a sweet floral smell, and of course, the staccato of cracking sounds. You see, for coffee roasters, first crack is important because it signals that the roasting cycle can now be stopped. Roasts that end at first crack are considered sooty or light roasts, and continuing the roast past first crack produces a progressively darker roast with names such as full sooty, Viennese, French, and Italian. But I digress. Let me get back to the life message that emerged from my coffee roasting hobby. I am convinced that the more aware we are of the signs around us, the richer life becomes. For example, for those living in colder climates where long, cold winter nights seem to never end, the mating calls of the great horned owl in early February can be an encouragement that, though it might still be cold and dark outside, spring really is on the way. The more we learn to use the senses we have to observe for signs, the more signs we will notice, and the richer life becomes. Jesus' message in Luke chapter 21 was to point to the obvious physical signs that a new season was about to arrive, and that, just like the new leaves on trees indicate summer is near, that there will be spiritual signs that reveal that the kingdom of God is near. So whether it's the signs of first crack or the changing seasons, may those signs remind you to also be on the lookout for the spiritual signs that are around us. Let me end with some points to ponder. Number one, make a list of signs that indicate a change in seasons is about to take place. Consider all of your senses as you make your list. Have fun with this. How about the holiday seasons, or even seasons you encounter as you age? Number two, using the fruits of the Spirit listed in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23, list the signs you might expect to observe in someone's life for each one of the fruits of the Spirit. And finally, number three, make an effort this week to be especially observant for physical and spiritual signs and record some of your discoveries on our website at www.visibleverse.org/firstcrack. Thank you for joining us in our pursuit to encourage and strengthen the church through experiencing Scripture in God's creation. God bless.